It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Like the ghost of Christmas past, there it sits, stands, or leans, the tree that was the centerpiece of your holiday season. Now it's secondhand news and is fast becoming a major chore you'd rather not deal with, since the ho-ho-ho and the holly-jolly have been shelved for another year. If you have an artificial tree, then you just need to talk yourself into taking it down, boxing it up, and storing it for 11 months. But if you are still among the ranks that want a real live tree with real live smells, then your holiday job list isn't over yet. You need to dispose of the tree, and hopefully you'll choose a humane way to end the suffering by going the route of the three R's: renew, reuse, or recycle. There are several ways to recycle your holiday treasure, so here we go. First, see if your local recycling center or city services have a plan for picking up trees that are left curbside. Many towns and cities turn trees into wood chips to use in public planting or pathway areas. If you reach a dead end on this route, include service clubs and youth groups in your search for free takers. If you have access to a wood chipper, make your own garden mulch, or try taking off the branches and laying them at the base of acid-loving plants. As the pine needles dry and drop, they'll provide a much-needed acidic supplement for plants like hydrangeas, azaleas, and other rhododendrons that need a lower pH level than our native grasslands can supply. If you have room in your backyard, Christmas trees make great bird habitats. Lay the tree down to create a brush pile that provides protection for sparrows, finches, and other small birds. You can also stand the tree up and redecorate it with popcorn strings, pine cones stuffed with peanut butter, or chunks of fresh fruit, so the birds can have their late but much-loved Christmas treats. These next two hints are for folks near water, which may rule out a lot of us on the high and dry plains. But if you have a fishing pond, you can create a fish habitat by placing your tree in the water, and if you live near a shoreline, you can help stop erosion, as placement of the tree on the shore can help lessen the amount of sand washed away. Common sense says that all tinsel, trims, etc. should be removed from any tree used to create wildlife habitat. If you're thinking about burning your tree in a fireplace, be aware that the sap in the limbs will be highly flammable and could cause a chimney fire. And most places won't take flocked trees for any recycling purposes. Of course, the best way to recycle a Christmas tree is to use a live tree and then plant it after the holidays so it can be a part of your life for years to come. That idea won't be of much help for this year's tree. But with lots of hindsight time ahead, why not plan now and plant later? You'll need to dig the hole in the fall when the soil is soft and hopefully moist, then keep your tree indoors for a very short time before giving it a permanent home and a good drink. We've used live trees for years and have quite a forest of gifts that keep on giving. If you'd like more information about planning for next year's tree, contact me on our HPPR website for a how-to handout.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.